Welcome back to another episode of the Drop Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host. And if you missed last episode, we did our wide receiver core rankings 32 through 17. So go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we're doing the wide receiver rankings. As I mentioned, that's my favorite group. Y'all should go check out that last video. It's a good one. As you can see, we have maybe some hot takes on here. Y'all should go check it out. We explain it all. It's a good episode, though. I enjoy doing wide receivers. I'm sure we're going to talk about wide receivers a lot more this offseason. So.
Yes, we probably will. We probably will. It's a fun position to talk about.
It is.
But, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm excited. Now we're talking about the good cores now. Now Jacksonville will make my list.
You had them at like 24 or something. I was like, oh.
No, I think I had them at 29.
Because it was 29, and my jaw like just dropped.
Yeah, I forgot that Christian Kirk was a wide receiver on that team. But yeah, now I have everything situated. So.
It's kind of crazy, do you want to start this one, or you want me to start?
Here you go. I can start. I haven't started in a little bit, so. Here you go. I will start with. It was down to two teams, out of this one, and I'm gonna put the Browns here at 16. Amari Cooper is up there in age. Jerry Jeudy hasn't shown anything. And then after that, there's not much that excites me after that. Tillman obviously is there. But Elijah Moore, it's just Amari Cooper is very dominant, but behind Amari, there's not anything that excites me. I think Jerry Jeudy could be a good wide receiver too. I don't know if he can be a wide receiver too. But for Browns fans, hopefully he takes a step. He's been in the league for a little bit now, so he should have already shown some things.
This will be his fifth.
So,
maybe sixth. No, it's fifth.
Sorry, what?
No, I was trying to figure out how many years he's been in the league.
Yeah, he's been in here for a little bit, so he should have already shown something.
I completely agree.
But that wide receiver core doesn't excite me much.
It's not good at all. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to go. I'm kind of in this three-team, little stretch right now. I think I'm going to agree and actually go Browns as well.
That's fair.
Same reasons. I'm stuck between them and the Cowboys right now. I'm not going to lie. But I just think CeeDee Lamb kind of carries, and he'll do all the workload.
I mean, Brandon Cook is there.
I think he's a bum. At this age. He only had 500 yards this past year. He's not...
Okay, but Brandon Cooks before this year was he would consistently have 1,000 yards.
Well, yeah, that's very true. But he's just now way up there in age. He's older than Amari Cooper, and Amari Cooper is still performing at one of the highest levels in the league. So,
I mean, they're only a year apart, though.
True.
So, yeah.
I feel like I like Amari Cooper as a one. Jeudy just hasn't shown anything. Elijah Moore hasn't shown anything. Thrash, he's a rookie. The depth is solid. I would probably take the depth over Cowboys, but the Cowboys just have a higher end talent that just puts them over for me right now.
Yeah, that is fair.
At 16. And I think they're just slightly better than the Raiders. It's just very slight. It's super close, though. So...
Here after after the Browns, let me look. It's kind of hard between these like teams that have a star in there. It's all about true depth.
It's like you have a star, but like, does that star outrank how bad your depth is?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And I have to. I don't know. I think I'm going with the Cowboys here.
Fair.
Cowboys, they don't have much depth at wide receiver. CeeDee Lamb is the true number one weapon. And after CeeDee and Brandon Cooks, it's just bad after that.
I mean, you have a top three wide receiver, and then after that, it's just blah.
Yeah. It's just downhill from there.
Top 40 right now, so.
Cooks top 40, you wouldn't?
No.
I'd have to rank them all to see where I'd place.
I really think it'd be easy. Like, if you looked at everybody, you'd be like, yeah, I could definitely do it without him.
Yeah.
Right now, and I'm including rookies in that. I would take a couple rookies over him right now, too.
Yeah, I would take the big three out of.
For sure. I'm just going to go ahead and agree with you on that one, too. Kind of in agreement right now. So I'm putting the Cowboys there at 15. Kind of for the same reasons. It's super close, though, for these two for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Here I have the. I'm going to put. It's down between two teams.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to have a run of a couple of the same teams.
I'm going with the Jaguars.
Okay. They're probably going to be different here.
Jaguars, I'm not a big Gabe Davis fan. I think Josh Allen helped him perform a lot better than he actually is, because Josh Allen can just create time in the backfield, and Gabe Davis was open, and he, like, especially in the whenever they played the Chiefs, that 4 TD game, like,
yeah.
Every touchdown was just wide open, and Gabe Davis. Not a big fan of Gabe Davis. And Christian Kirk, I like. A little overpaid, but you know, that's what you have to do in free agency. And then Brian Thomas, their three is pretty good, or is pretty all right. Brandon Thomas and Christian Kirk, I do trust a lot. I think Brian Thomas could really be a big star in this league, but after that, there's really not much after that. There's really nothing after that, looking at it.
Yeah, you can top three, and then past that, it's just garbage. But like,
yeah, it's just...
You still have a top three that are, in my opinion, great. DuVernay's okay. Parker Washington hasn't done anything. Tim Jones, never heard of the guy.
Okay, I didn't want to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
It's definitely shaky. They're
but okay. I think Brian Thomas Jr. can end up being like an absolute stud X wide receiver. He has like top three out of the class. He has like some of the highest upside. Christian Kirk's still a top 32 wide receiver. Gabe Davis is still probably a top 45 guy, and he's your wide receiver 3. So for me, their top 3 just outranks everybody below. But yeah, that's kind of my reasoning. I don't have them yet. I actually have the Rams. I'm finally getting the Rams off the board for me. I like Puka and Kupp more than I do CeeDee and Cooks. Past that, both teams suck, though, I will say. So
yeah,
that's just kind of my reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer Kupp over, let's say Puka is their wide receiver one and Kirk is wide receiver one in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I think I like Puka a bit more than Kirk. I have to definitely see more from Puka this year.
I do. It's definitely like I can see putting him lower. I'm just high on Puka.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I have to see more from Puka. Cooper, there's more. He just needs to stay healthy, and then Robinson, Tutu Atwell, Tyler Johnson, and Matthew Stafford's their quarterback, so
they're chilling.
Yeah, their wide receiver core is pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not great, but, like, I just think Puka and Kupp are, like, still top guys, in my opinion. Kupp hasn't stayed as healthy, but I still think Kupp is great.
Yeah. No. He had a late. And no, he actually had 1,000 yards a year or two before he had that.
He's had a couple good seasons in there, yeah.
Yeah. But that one season was historic, so it's hard to live back up to that high.
Oh, yeah. No, you just can't.
Yeah, it's very difficult to.
Yeah, he missed a couple games last year. He missed the start of last year, and they missed the end of the year before.
So. Yeah. You just got to stay healthy. That's the name of football.
He's a slot wide receiver. He's taking a lot more hits.
Yeah. It is back to me now.
Yes.
And who would have thought that the Titans would have been in our top 15?
See, I have.
Or before entering, before.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Literally all of their top three guys are, like, 30 or older. So after this year, it's going to go back to being, like, really bad.
Yeah. Which, do I put them here?
I mean, you totally can.
Yeah, I'm putting them here. Yeah.
D-Hop's 31. Let me see. Are they all, like...
Calvin Ridley's 29, I believe.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd's also 29. So they literally have three guys that are probably going to be 30. They're going to all be 32 by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm definitely putting the Titans here because they have not. Calvin Ridley, he didn't. He dropped a handful of passes like last year. He had a kind of a drop problem. And he just didn't live up to his expectations. And he's degrading at quarterback. So I could see Calvin Austin not living up. Calvin Ridley not living up to that hype. Tyler Boyd.
I agree. Calvin Austin will not live up to his
hype. Okay, not Calvin Austin. I honestly don't think anyone's hyping up Calvin Austin besides myself.
And a few other Steelers fans.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Steelers fans.
The Titans here, though, for sure.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd. We haven't seen anything outside of Cincinnati, but I think he will be a good wide receiver over there in D-Hop. They have variety at wide receiver, which I like. They have a speed guy. They have a catch point guy. They have
slot guy.
Yeah, so. It depends on Calvin Ridley's play this year. That's
yeah, for that. And also Will Levis. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. This wide receiver core is a core that you should be good at. Like, you should have good numbers.
Yeah, like, there's no excuse for being
good. There's no excuse.
Yeah, I like where you have them, too. Honestly, I was going about here. I think I might have Jacksonville over them, frankly. But, yeah.
No. I don't like Jacksonville over them.
I think Brian Thomas, D-Hop's just at that age where I think he's going to fall off. So I would take Brian Thomas over their both teams.
Fair.
I would take Christian Kirk over both teams. But then I would take all three of their guys over Gabe Davis.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think they have three.
I guess, and then they have, no, just Burke sucks.
You said what?
I said Burks, because he's their wide receiver four. I said Burks sucks. So I was going to say, I guess they have depth past wide receiver three, but Burks is awful. Kyle Phillips. No, you know what? Never mind. Jags are next. I forgot about Kyle Phillips. No, that's my dog. All right?
I'll put. Dude, and Westbrook Ikhine?
Yeah, you're right. The depth is better. I didn't even. I'm looking at it right now. And Jaquan Jackson, who's solid.
Yeah, because after Jacksonville.
After
the three in Jacksonville, there's.
Yeah, no. The depth the Titans have is so much better. Never mind.
It's poor.
I still think the top guys will end up being better in Jacksonville than they will be for the Titans. But it's very close.
Yeah. It's just. Who's going to perform better? Because none of these guys have really. Titans kind of got older guys that have solidified themselves, and Jacksonville has guys that haven't truly solidified themselves besides Christian Kirk. So.
True. It's funny how most of this division is just right in this top group.
Yeah.
Wait, are all of them? Where's the top? Yeah, all of them will be in the top 15. This entire. Dang.
Yeah, I mean. The Colts have really good depth. Jags,
Texans, all of them have good depth.
Yeah, Texans really do have good depth.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I kind of like that where we have both these teams. I like Jacksonville's depth. It's just slightly better than what they have over in LA right now. If we were just going off of wide receiver ones, I will say. This list would be completely different. So if anybody just on the fly, please understand that this is wide receiver core rankings and not wide receiver one rankings. Because putting guys like Olave and London and Terry McLaurin and Pickens down here would be a literal crime, in my opinion.
Yeah.
These four teams knows how to get their quality.
Yeah, if y'all want us to do wide receiver core rankings, let us know. Wide receiver one rankings, not cores. That's literally what we're doing. I'm honestly surprised the Jets haven't made your list yet.
Shoot. Hold on. I forgot about the Jets. Just kidding.
Oh.
No, I have the Jets.
You do have the Jets. Never mind.
I have the Jets.
Yeah, I like the Jets.
That's over Jacksonville and the Titans? That's crazy.
Yeah. I fear I do, actually. Which they're up. Hold up.
You might have to put them next, aren't you?
Am I going to put them next? No, I'm not going to put them next.
Are you a Jets fan?
I'm not a Jets fan. I like the wide receivers. Dude, they have Corley. Corley's going to be a top 10 receiver.
Hopefully. No, actually not hopefully. He's a Jet. If he had gone to the Patriots, which I wanted. No, I wanted way too many wide receivers. I don't need to do that to myself again.
Dude, and they have Aaron Rodgers' best friend, Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard is so buns. He is so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to put the Jets here.
Good. Jets at 12.
Yeah, definitely the Jets.
Teams or?
No, I like this list so far. Yeah, I mean, I like Mike Williams. I like Garrett Wilson, a dog.
Oh, yeah, Garrett Wilson. Yeah, I agree with
like,
you.
And Mike Williams, he's a good receiver
if he's
when healthy.
Which isn't very likely.
He's 29.
I think Corley ends up being wide receiver, too, by the end of the year. Whether they're injured or not, I think Corley will end up taking the job because he's a dog. He's probably going to play slot. Garrett Wilson will play your kind of Z style, and then they'll have Mike Williams out at X for that jump ball. Not a bad group. I would definitely take it over the Patriots group by far. But
I mean, saying Mike Williams stays healthy, this core is definitely... I would rather have it over the... Yes, for sure. I would rather have the Jets' three guys over the Titans and the Jaguars, Cowboys, Browns.
Have the team in the division, and then I forgot about the Dolphins. So.
Oh, yeah, obviously, besides the Dolphins. For sure. You had me questioning things, but like now that I'm thinking about it, yes, I would rather have that three... Then
I actually, now that I think about it, it's not a bad three.
It's really not. I think you're looking at Mike Williams' injuries more.
I'm looking at it more harshly because it happens so often.
Yeah. I'm actually looking up Mike Williams' injury history.
He failed a physical in L.A. this past year. He went on IR week 4. He got COVID. He's okay. This is not being helpful. I was trying to find something for it, but
okay. Knee ACL tear, grade 3. Ankle sprain, pull.
He said
ankle sprain.
He's getting injured this year.
Yeah, he has a he has a 79.7% chance of getting injured, 9% per game. Okay, but I hate
ankle sprains, multiple, an ACL tear, a couple back injuries, a hamstring, a shoulder joint, muscle spasms, knee bruise.
I think Mike Williams can stay healthy. I mean, he doesn't even have to necessarily stay healthy all 18 games this year.
He's going to miss a few. He is definitely going to miss a few.
It's okay if he misses a few. It's on Corley as well to see what he can do.
Yep.
I'm excited to watch this Jets team, the wide receivers for sure.
I am too, honestly. I'm excited for it, but I also just don't think it's going to turn out as good as you're hoping it is.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and watch the Jets little being, like, the best wide receiver core or
something. Yeah, it's going to be, like Mike Williams.
Like, I don't know. What's a team that I have low? Extremely low. Oh, yeah, Falcons. I'm extremely low on them. They'll end up being, like, that 13 range. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, just Kirk Cousins, like, Cooks or, like, the Bills, somehow they just fly up there.
Hey, I'd take the Patriots flying up. I'd take it. Let me see. I don't even know who I want to do next. I probably should just go ahead and go Titans, which is so weird. Titans last year, going into it, had like maybe like in the 20 or like the 19 through 24 range wide receiver core, and then now I'm putting them up at like 12. That just shows what one off season does, though. It's older, so like I said, they're probably only going to get a year of it, maybe two, but after that, it's going to be rough unless they sign some people.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could get rough next year. After next year, better hope.
Yeah, you just got to, like, hope and pray.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the territory where they have, like, one or two good stars and, like, no depth.
No, what are you talking about? Every team left has good depth.
The Bengals?
The Bengals have depth.
I fear. The Bengals do not really have depth.
Chase, Higgins, Burton. Charlie Jones had a couple things last year. Irwin had a couple. Yoshibosh had a couple things. It's not great depth. Okay. Their top three is great, and then the depth is okay behind it. They filled in last year.
Yeah, but T. Higgins, he still hasn't signed, so...
You assume he's signing, though, because he's on the depth chart.
I mean, I would assume, but you never know.
Fair. He will end up signing, because he's not going to want to lose that money.
Yeah. Here,
the Patriots, which would be nice. Who you got here?
I have the Colts here.
You got the Colts, okay. Yeah, I was putting the Colts up soon. I was just curious where you had them.
Yeah. Pittman, Mitchell, and Downs. Really good depth behind them, but they don't have a true number one. I mean, Pittman, obviously. Pittman. But he's not that superstar number one. I think he's very talented. I'm a big fan of Pittman, but...
So you're saying he's not a number one. I was a little insulted by that. I'm not going to lie.
Wait. Did I say he's not a number one?
You hinted at... That's what you were saying. So I was like,
what? Well, he's not a superstar number one. Like, he's not...
I can agree.
Like a Tyreek, Jefferson, Brown...
Not a Mike Evans, a DJ Moore, a Jamar Chase. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Which is still the word. That's not a good example.
Which I think Michael Pittman could have a really good year because of the depth behind him, and if Richardson can stay healthy as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure he had 1,000 yards this year. He did?
I think so.
He did, yes, okay. Which is very impressive because he had Gardner Minshew back there.
He would have had 1,000 yards the past 3 years if he didn't have terrible QB play.
Yeah.
He is a good wide receiver. I've been on his train for a while. I said I would have taken him over Christian Kirk this past year. He ended up proving me right. But I think he's so much better than a lot of people give him credit for. And then Mitchell, I'm a little upset the Patriots didn't take him. A little bit. Only a little. Because he looks great. And of course, it's the Patriots' curse. We always pick the wrong wide receiver. So, just a little upset. But it's okay. A little rant for the day.
Yeah, Mitchell. It's going to be funny if like Mitchell just becomes like a superstar in the Patriots.
Like Pickens and Tyquan Thornton. Oh man, kill me now. That hurts my head.
Yeah, I can't believe Pickens fell to the second round. It was because of off the field issues, wasn't it?
Which is the same reason for Mitchell too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at. It's between two teams for me right now. I'm going to put the Packers next. I really like the Packers' depth. I just think the Colts' top three is better than what the Packers have at their top three right now. It's a great...
I mean...
But it's close.
Yeah.
They have a good top four, but then, like, past that, it's just like, meh. Like, it's not good at all.
But the Packers give, like, all three of those guys give the same production, though.
True. None of them are at number one, though.
Yeah.
Which is an issue for me, because I think the Colts have a number one and then a couple number twos. Meanwhile, they just have three number twos, and a guy who can't stay healthy as a number two, which I don't really appreciate.
Thinking about it now, yeah, I agree with you.
You wanna flip it?
Yeah, because Pittman, yeah, yeah, 100%.
It's super close, though, I will say. Like, I do love this group. I think Reed can end up being the number one over with the Packers, because I think he's a stud.
Yeah, Christian Kirk was supposed to be that number one guy, but he just has not shown up. Or, like, he hasn't been that number one guy, and he has some injury problems.
Yeah, Watson's had a couple moments. He just hasn't had... 2021 stats, he had 43 catches, 800 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, like, he's good, and like I said, it's a good group. We have him ranked at 11. Like, it's a great group. So.
Yeah, it's still, like, it's still a really good group. I think someone needs to, like, investigate the Packers on how they always have, like, a good wide receiver core and a quarterback.
You can't talk about that one. Well, at least with the wide receiver core part.
Okay, yes, wide receiver core, yes, but...
What are y'all feeding them?
I mean, this year it could be worrisome. It could be bad. But... I feel like Steelers fans and Packers fans should never be able to complain.
About their wide receiver cores? Yes.
No, just in general, because they always make the playoffs. And
fans really, truly can't either.
Yeah, that also. Give Patriots fans another 5 years of losings.
I don't mind. Annoyed by the idiocracy that goes on? Sure. Am I allowed to voice it? Sure. Am I allowed to truly complain about having a sucky season? No.
Yeah, because you could be like a Commanders fan or a Giants fan.
Giants have had two Super Bowls.
But it's been a...
So like a Redskins fan or Falcons.
Cardinals.
Falcons fan would be worse than anything.
I don't know. Being a Panthers fan...
That's definitely the worst in the league right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Or a Bears fan.
Oh,
Bears fans is pretty bad.
Lions, I would have said that 2 years ago for sure. Miami, I'd say Miami too. Really.
Yeah, because they still got that hope that Tua's going to be good.
They haven't had a playoff win in 23 years. So.
I mean... Get a better quarterback. That's all I gotta say.
Trade for Dak Prescott.
Would you give up Jalen Waddle and Tua for Dak Prescott?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering. that trade just popped in my head. And I was like, yeah, let's shoot that out there.
Fantasy football type trade right there.
That is a fantasy football type trade.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead because I already said I'd do it. What is it? There. Okay, I did it. Colts were obviously my team as well. Here at 10? Yeah, 10. Colts ended up just making it. Wow. And the rest of these teams, like, they are super good.
So, they have one. They have two stars on their roster.
Yeah, all of them do. Some of them have three. Yeah. Two of them, in my opinion, have three. But
two, okay.
I'll let you figure that one out for yourself.
Bears?
Yeah.
And Vikings?
No.
Wait, no, not the Vikings.
We'll get to them.
Okay, yes. I would love to know.
You got a 9.
Here at 9. I...
Gotcha. I'm stuck too. So
these teams are just so good that it's like.
You have the depth chart pulled up, right?
Yeah, I'm going with the. I'm going with the Bengals.
That's crazy. That's kind of wild in my opinion, but all right. You're a Bengals hater. I'll let you hate.
No. Actually, ignore what I just said.
You are a Bengals hater.
I am full on. I don't like the pieces behind Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I don't know if he will be back there. Golly, this is
back, but like nine was just crazy. I at least have one more team I put. Two more teams actually. I got two.
I'm gonna go with the. Do I do this though?
If you're gonna say San Fran, do not do it.
No, not San Fran. It's down to the Seahawks and Bucks.
Okay, that's completely fair.
I think the Bucks.
Yeah. No, we're not actually.
No. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Then we are in a
good Seahawks are in my final decision because.
I think they have three good wide receivers. That was the other team.
Jackson's.
JSN is a stud. They just have a bum at QB.
Yeah, JSN hasn't shown anything yet.
He's got the best separation metric on the team.
Tyler Lockett is older. DK Metcalf is a star. JSN can still. He still has some years to show up, so. Yeah, because the Bucks have Evans and Godwin, so
yeah.
Those two guys I'd rather have over those three right now.
I'm in the same boat. I like the depth behind them three a little bit more. I like McMillan. So.
Yeah, their depth is a bit better than the Bucks too.
Yeah.
And they're younger too, so.
Yeah.
Besides Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's super close. It is a close. So you said Seahawks here at 9?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we are in agreement. I still think... What is this doing? I still think Lockett's a star. Or not like a star, but like a great wide receiver. I think DK's a great wide receiver. I think JSN will end up replacing Lockett in his role and being a great wide receiver. I don't know. I like the group. They're just slightly better than the Colts right now, but yeah.
Yeah, and comparing it to the Bucks, it's
so close though.
It is really close.
Honestly,
if JSN takes that step, they're better than the Bucks core.
They would be better than my next two teams if JSN takes the step.
But I obviously have the Bucks here next. But yeah, just I like their core more than Seattle.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
Just by a hair, though.
Oh, very much so.
But yeah.
I'm gonna have a wild take. Just preparing you. Preparing everybody who's listening or watching. If you're not just watching it, we have it on YouTube. We have the charts pulled up. Feel free to check that out just so you get a visual.
And if you missed last episode, you can see it.
I got a to do it. Yeah, I got the Vikings.
Vikings?
It's okay, it's just Jefferson and Addison. Look at past it. Nothing. Zilch.
Yeah. Addison, but Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson's a stud. Okay? If it was just wide receiver once, he'd be sitting here and here alone. I'd have his own tier made for him. But Addison, I think he's at Godwin level right now. And I think Evans is still like a top 10-ish wide receiver. And the depth past those two for the Bucs, I think, is better. And so that's what kind of keeps it a little bit higher. And I also think playing with Sam Darnold, they're probably going to end up having a worse year anyway.
Whoa, our boy's starting there. J.J. McCarthy.
Our boy might not be starting.
Well, I don't think he'll start the season, but he will play.
He will play, yes. But, like, right now, I mean.
Yeah.
It's super close. Like, I genuinely was just thinking about it.
Well, I am higher on the Vikings than you are, because Jefferson elevates that core so much.
I would
rather have Jefferson over Evans and Godwin. I would rather have Jefferson and Addison over Godwin and Evans.
I think Godwin's been underrated this past season.
I still think Godwin is a good quarterback, but
quarterback.
Or wide receiver, yeah, quarterback, same thing. but yeah, I like Addison and Jefferson more. Godwin did, but he's younger.
He's just not getting touchdowns. But okay, we're going off youth and like longevity wise, sure, Vikings. But like right now, I think the Bucks are better.
What I saw from Jeff or Addison is very talented.
Addison's talented for sure, but they don't have a quarterback at the moment that I think is going to do it. We haven't seen JJ do it yet, so I'm curious. I just don't think he's done it yet. And actually, looking at it, Addison actually did have a better year. He had 100 less yards, but had 8 more touchdowns. So I'm taking that back. I guess Addison did have a better year. So I'm actually just going to go like this. Put my foot in my mouth. If it'll let me. We're just going to go like that. You make a good point, though. It's super close, though. I think it's, like, very neck and neck for me, though.
Yeah. And nearly it doesn't matter what you have behind Jefferson, almost, yeah, because how great he is.
Like this past year?
Yeah. I wish they would have kept KJ Osborne. I like Osborne.
I do, too. If they had kept Osborne, I wouldn't even have thought about it. Like, it would not have been a thought in my head.
No. Here next, this is gonna be a kind of a shocker here, at the Bengals. Jamar Chase, extremely talented. T. Higgins, don't know if he'll play. And after that, Burton. But after that, it's scary. It's scary bad. I don't like any of the guys behind them.
They're just like depth pieces. They're solid rotational guys. They're not going to be studs by any means, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I like I would nearly pick Addison and Jefferson over.
Well, you did.
Hey, yeah, no, I did actually. Yeah, no, I would. Yeah. I absolutely would actually, thinking about it. I'm a big fan of Addison. I'm a big
fan too.
Big. He is extremely talented.
You got the stack with JJ and Addison. I let it happen, but you got the stack with it.
Oh yeah, I did. Oh yeah, I did draft J.J. McCarthy and Addison.
Yeah.
My quarterback room is kind of shaky in that league, though.
Oh, it's not great. No,
it's not. I hope Baker has another year like he did.
Yeah.
And J.J. is a star.
Well, let me see. I have T. Law. Will Levis. Sam Darnold and Spencer Rattler. So mine's not great either. I'm really dependent
on the team. Hey, there is some news about Will Levis.
I'm not going to talk about that. That's not what this podcast is about. So, moving on.
Yeah, no.
Moving right on. I actually saw some memes on that, but never mind.
been watching some film on Will Levis.
No, Bradley, no.
Just joking. Time out. Back to wide receiver rankings.
Yes, back to what we're actually talking about. Okay, I do. No, I don't. Maybe I do. Hold on. Stat look up. It's super close for me right now. Between two teams. Actually, you know what? No, it's not, because I forgot about the depth. I'm going with the Bengals, if it'll let me. Yeah, I got the Bengals here at 6. They're just barely missing the top 5. And I like Higgins. I think he's going to be great if he plays. I love Chase. I just think the top 2, it's great. Burton's good, but the depth behind it, like you said, isn't amazing. I just think it's better than what's behind this group. I still think Chase is still top 5. Jefferson obviously is too, but
Chase is in the top 5. Chase is for sure top 5 still.
He's good.
Yeah. But
who's starting your top? Well, wait.
Starting my top 5.
No, we skipped you, I guess. I went twice.
Oh, well, it's the Vikings. I think you did start go twice.
My bad.
It's the Vikings. I like Addison. I already kind of touched on this. I like Addison and Jefferson more than I do Chase and
Higgins. It's super close for me. Super close. I just think the depth behind with the Bengals is a little, actually a lot better. Do they still have N'Keal Harry on the Vikings?
What?
I was just wondering if N'Keal Harry's still with the Vikings. He is still with the Vikings. Yeah, that's why they're behind him. Because N'Keal Harry is your wide receiver 4.
Hmm.
Which is kind of crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, there in my eyes, there's more weight on Jefferson and Addison.
But then, Jefferson goes down. That means N'Keal Harry is just right in your lineup, and you don't have two good targets to go to. That's my issue. Because Jefferson did go down this past year, and he still had 1,000 yards, which I thought was wild.
Yeah, that is insane. I'm still picking the Vikings over them.
I understand it, though. It's super close, I will say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah. No, because I went twice, so you go twice.
Oh, okay.
We got distracted by your Will Levis joke.
I don't know what joke you're talking about.
Yeah, nothing. Thinking here at 5. Gosh, this is rough. This is a rough group.
Who am I?
I just don't
that know. Bears group is so talented, but after those 3.
But it's so talented, though.
After those 3, there's not much. I mean, yeah, there is, actually, looking at it. No, there is.
There's depth. I think I know who I'm picking.
I'm picking the Eagles.
You're picking the That's not what I was
yes.
thinking. I like it, though.
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, obviously. No. Take it back. I'm going with the Texans.
The Texans?
Yes.
Ooh. All right, I like it. Spicy.
Because Stephon Diggs had a... He's losing his spark at wide receiver.
You're not wrong.
Tank Dell, I have to see more from him. I believe he got injured this year, didn't he?
Yeah, which not expected.
Which is not a good sign.
No, man, it's surprising to me at all. Cause...
Nico Collins, I think if one of these guys go down, I don't like John Mechie? Yeah, Mechie.
Skronik, Brown.
Brown.
Dickinson, Woods. No, the depth is cracked, honestly. But... No, the depth is crazy.
I'm still going with the Texans. Because I like A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith more than I do like those three cores. Maybe after this year, if I see more from Collins and Tank Dell.
It'll definitely be easier to do.
Yeah, then it'll be easier. Like, if they have another year like they did this year. But, yeah. I have the Texans a little lower than I would think.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked. I'm trying to decide now because you made a good point. I know who I'm not picking, and it is not... I will say it's not those two.
Did you have the Eagles here?
I'm thinking about it. I was really thinking about it, but you made a really good point. And I was also thinking 49ers because just the top two. Like, I look at the top two, and I'm like, well, and Pearsall, I'm not the biggest fan. Still taking him first round. Man, dude, I'm stuck. I'm going to do the Eagles just so that we're different a little bit if my computer will load. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going Eagles. Everything past Brown and Smith suck. Like, it is terrible in my opinion. Brown is a top 5 wide receiver right now and Smith is a top 15 guy. So you have two great guys, but I just think the Texans, you got three guys who could end up being like top 20. I think Nico could end up definitely being top 15. Diggs still top 10-ish with Stroud. And then Dell, I could see end up being great, but that injury is concerning. But the depth is just so much better with the Texans.
Yeah, their depth is better, but... I like AJ and Smith a lot more than I do that three core.
Fair.
But here I'm putting the Eagles.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you can't put Debo in. Definitely the Eagles here. Like you said, after A.J. Brown and Smith, there's really not much there. But I like it, Smith and Brown more than the three over in Houston.
I think Diggs was still top, near the top 10, like close to it. I think Nico was near the top 10 this year too. And then Dell was playing really well. Up until his injury, I will give him that. But the injury is concerning. I think he's going to be very plagued by injuries in his career, just from what I watched and what I've seen. I thought he was just going to be injury prone in the league, and it's kind of holding up at the moment, unfortunately. Even though it was kind of a freak accident how it happened, you know. So.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm looking at my like top three, and I'm like, oh. I don't want to do that. This is getting rough, I will say. I think we could definitely post the lists on TikTok for y'all and see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, we could get totally cooked.
Probably we will. I'm stuck. Who do I like more? No. Okay, I'll go Texans here. I thought about being different and then putting 49ers. Because I kind of like Nico Collins a little more than everybody but Ayuk right now. So, I'm not a big Debo fan anymore. Debo just gets hurt, and he's too much of a diva.
Yeah.
It's hard to cheer on.
Yeah, I thought of putting the 49ers
I also think
higher.
Just thought it's probably going to end up being good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with a quarterback that good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh. I forgot who their quarterback was. And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. And I was like, oh, wait, it's Purdy.
I just had you say Purdy was a good quarterback.
Yeah, I was like, well, yeah, that's what's tricking you right now, those two.
Tricking you. Oh, no, I think Purdy's a good quarterback. Sure. I like Purdy. I have the 49ers here.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Next, yeah. Because Debo injury and Brandon Ayuk and Debo are really good. But it's Debo's injuries that knock. Because he had injured twice this year.
Yeah, I don't even think Debo's that great of a wide receiver. He's just a great player, if that makes sense.
And they have really good schemes over there.
Yeah, they do. I don't think Debo is ranked in my top 15 wide receivers, but like as an actual receiving threat, he is great with the ball. Because he's not great in a lot of aspects that I think we actually give to wide receivers.
Yeah. We don't think about the scheme as much as we do wide quarterbacks.
No. Definitely not. He's definitely a schemed up guy. I think they'll probably hopefully do that with Corley over in with the Jets this year. I think he could put him in a similar role. Yeah, I'm going to go with San Fran as well at my three. It's just like they're really good, and I think Pierce will end up being great. I think Ayuk's going to end up being great, and you'll still have them even when Debo goes down. So, like, there's not much to worry about.
Yeah.
Heck, really, you could include Christian McCaffrey in this if you wanted to for them, but we're only doing wide receivers.
Yeah, but then you'd have to look at the Falcons and then Kyle Pitts.
This whole list would change on a lot of these receiving.
Yeah, like the Ravens.
Yeah, a lot of these teams would.
This is hard.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna tell you now, I'm doing it.
Who do you have at two?
I have Dolphins at two. Odell sucks at this point in time. Odell is
no, I fully agree, but Waddle.
I would take Keenan Allen at this stage right now, just this year. Keenan Allen, I still think, is a better wide receiver than Waddle.
No way. No way.
Go look at it. Just go look at the stats.
Jalen Waddle?
Go look at all the stuff. Go look at the advanced. Waddle was not great this past year.
Because he had Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill had...
You've had Tyreek the past 2 years.
Okay, but you're worried about Mike Williams getting injured. Keenan Allen gets injured too.
He didn't get hurt this past year at all. He didn't get touched.
But the year before that, he got injured. He was out the whole year, I believe.
He was out half it, but he still had 700 yards, 4 touchdowns. Let me see that. Hold on. Let me pull it up. What year was that? He played 10 games the year before.
I think I'm going to put the Bears at... I'm going to put the Dolphins at two as well because they have... Because the Bears three is really good.
It's gross how good it is.
Yeah, like it's disgusting. Like it's a crime that the Bears got...
What'd you Odunze.
The
Falcons should have picked Odunze, man. Like,
yeah,
like really,
it's a criminal that they got Odunze.
Odunze's fantasy value this year sucks. After that, when Keenan Allen probably retires after this season, it's gonna be awesome.
But yeah, I like their three is better than their three in Miami.
I think Hill's top two. So I will say that.
Yeah, Hill is definitely top two.
DJ Moore's top 10. I think Keenan Allen's right on that cusp. I think Romo Odunze's in that top. He'll probably end up being in that top 20 range eventually. Maybe not this year, but he's definitely better than Odell by far. Waddle, I love Waddle, but Waddle just got hurt this past year, and I don't know. I like Keenan Allen a little bit better than I do. There's probably some bias here. There's definitely some bias here, actually. But I just like Keenan Allen a little better than I do. Not Tyreek. What's his name? Waddle. Also, the depth behind those top three is terrible. Like, I just went and looked. It is awful. I mean, it's not great for the Bears either. Neither team has great depth, actually.
Yeah, their depth, but it's just really their core.
Their top three core is just disgustingly good. Like, these top four teams all have, like, especially the 49ers, the Bears, and Texans, all have, like, three guys that are going to be, like, good or were good.
Yeah.
It's just, why did the league let this happen? Falcons, y'all literally could have had Drake London, and y'all picked Michael Penix. You could have, what am I saying? You could have had Drake London and Romo Odunze, and you picked Michael Penix. That does not help Kirk Cousins at all. Like, not even in the slightest. All you did was just make him mad.
Yeah, now I hope Kirk Cousins just goes off this season.
I do. I'd rather him go off. It doesn't help me for him to suck, you know? So it's just like, I'd rather him do good. Just that way Kirk has a team behind him that actually supports him. But that didn't support him. They picked a quarterback, which is why he left in the first place. So frustrating.
Yeah.
Rough out here.
It's funny how the Falcons handled this offseason.
It's terribly bad. It's so bad.
Yeah.
But it's the Falcons, so I mean, I can't be surprised. You know, that 28-3 nonsense is still in their brain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have much more to say on this. Like, this is our wide receiver core rankings, guys. So,
yeah, I don't either.
Like, feel free, go check the other part if y'all didn't already. If you're listening to this, go check it out on YouTube so you can see it. So you can just see it. Maybe we can get this up on TikTok too. So anybody who wants to go look at it on TikTok can go follow us on there and go check it out.
Yeah, it will be on TikTok.
It will be. Yeah, it'll be on TikTok soon. Probably gonna get comments like, "Oh, what is this? This is gross." Yeah, and people are gonna, it's gonna be fun. I don't know. I don't have much more to say. You got any thoughts? Anything?
No, I don't either.
All right. Well, that's, I guess, where we'll wrap it up then for this episode. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.